On a Monday, it is the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're checking in on the Department of Revenue and our state's fiscal position as the pandemic rages on. Tax collections in the pandemic have not been gloom and doom as feared so far. Wisconsin's rainy day fund is at its largest balance in state history, according to the 2020 annual fiscal report released this month by the Department of Administration. Our general fund balance surpassed estimates at the close of the fiscal year. That's June 30th. What does this mean for the budget making process going forward? What questions do you have about taxes on internet purchases and the impact that has on our overall revenue? It's 800-642-1234. Peter Barca is Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Revenue. Secretary Barca, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thank you so much, Kate. Great to be with you this morning.
So what is the status of Wisconsin's fiscal position 7 months into the pandemic?
Well, it's been surprising that it held our own to a certain degree. We're slightly up above forecast, but, you know, barely. You know, it's about a 1% above. But the biggest concern is whether or not the federal government will pass another stimulus or a stabilization fund. Part of the reason that has kept us in a strong position, like many other states, has been that we've had an infusion of $7.5 billion from the federal government into Wisconsin. And that was not only important for individuals to be able to keep their household income going strong, but from a macroeconomic standpoint, it was also very important because they were able to go out and buy the goods and services from small businesses. It keeps the economy going. But that's run out now, and we see 8 million more people going into poverty nationwide. And we know that without another infusion of funds, all the economists are saying that they expect a pretty significant recession. In fact, we had Mark Zandi, who's the chief economist from Moody's, had spoken to the Federal Tax Administrators Association, and he had indicated very strongly that it just was absolutely vital that this be passed, or they fear a pretty deep recession. And we can see already that our revenue is starting to drop. I mean, even though we've held our own and have done better than many other states, because we've had the right mix of services and manufacturing, and especially tourism-related states like Nevada have really been racked hard. But we can see revenue dropping. So that's why that stimulus package is so vital, and I'm just shocked to see that they still haven't worked that out.
I want to ask you about our rainy day fund, which is at its largest balance in history. Why is the administration building up cash reserves now when Wisconsinites are in dire straits? They're trying to get food on the table. They're trying to keep a roof over their head, and, you know, good luck getting unemployment assistance expeditiously. Why grow the piggy bank when Wisconsin is hurting?
Well, the piggy bank was almost all growing when things were good before the pandemic hit. You know, our economy was very strong prior to the, you know, pandemic hitting last, you know, February and March. And so during that period, we certainly have not grown the fund to any degree whatsoever. I mean, what ends up happening is whenever you have any kind of a balance at the end of the year, a portion of that balance gets shifted to the rainy day fund. Well, we ended the end of the year, you know, just slightly above, so almost no money was put in the rainy day fund at the end of this fiscal year. But it was in previous years, and in terms of tapping into that fund, obviously, if we were to go into deficit in this coming quarter, because we're only one quarter into our state fiscal year, well, then they would have to tap into that fund.
So are you saying also that the CARES Act has adequately taken care of the needs of Wisconsinites and additional state resources are not necessary to help at this time?
No, I'm not saying that at all.
Okay.
I'm saying the CARES Act were certainly very helpful. And, Governor Evers has put a very strong priority on getting money out, both to individuals, small businesses, farmers, and that has made a big impact. But we can see that revenue is starting to drop. We've seen more people going into poverty. So, you know, the legislature is not slated to come back in the session until January. I know the governor's tried to get him to come back to try to address various elements of the pandemic. But certainly that, it, you know, it's been extremely helpful. And that's why, you know, the governor and many others are pushing very hard from the private sector and public sector to try to get the Congress and the president to come together on a term for a new stimulus. Because without that infusion of funds, more people go into poverty. And when people go into poverty, that means there's less money being spent on goods and services, and small businesses in Wisconsin suffer. And so it is vitally important. And with the, you know, election just a week away, it's absolutely remarkable that I would have thought that they would have just made it more of a priority to come together. So it's pretty shocking, given that we know this will have an adverse effect on our economic picture.
We're talking with Peter Barca, Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Revenue, as we look at Wisconsin's financial position 7 months into the pandemic, taking your questions as well at 800-642-1234. Where should our state invest taxpayer dollars? What are your priorities for spending now in the state? What questions do you have about the budgeting process? Call in. You can also email ideas at WPR.org. I was looking at the quarter one of FY21, the July through September numbers, and corporate tax revenue is up 52%. What does that do to?
Well, that has been remarkable. That's been really so important for us. That's helped us during this very difficult period. And, I do think that part of the corporate revenue has been the position that Congress and the president took to repatriate funds back into America. I think that had an impact to a certain degree. But also the fundamentals of Wisconsin, in particular for manufacturing, were doing pretty well going into the pandemic. So while Wisconsin's done extremely well, other states not quite as strong in that corporate arena.
Corporate arena, will that tax revenue stay at that level?
Well, that's the billion-dollar question, Kate. That's the most difficult to predict of all. In fact, you know, being on the board of the Federal Tax Administrators, we oftentimes will meet with the big accounting firms and others to try to get a picture of that. And I would say that's harder to predict than almost anything. I know that across in fiscal year 2020, most states saw a decline of like 9%. Mm. In corporate revenue, we saw, an uptick of 20%. So if we look at other states, it is starting to decline, and that could happen, but hard to predict. That one's really extremely tough to predict. Usually you can have a little better sense of where income tax is going or sales tax, but that one's the toughest of all to predict.
Another area is online sales, which has apparently been boosting our tax revenue growth. What is happening there?
Well, that's been remarkable. We're very proud at the Wisconsin Department of Revenue that we've increased the number of marketplace payers into the sales tax from 500 to about 900, so almost double. And that has really shot up in terms of the amount of revenue. We have projected, along with the Fiscal Bureau, that the marketplace would produce about $120 million in revenue, and it's been about $250 million over the last fiscal year, so double what we ever would have projected.
So that's like Amazon at all.
Yeah, well, it's Amazon at all. Amazon obviously is the big one. eBay, Etsy, groups like that produce the largest amount. And it's a good news, bad news story. It's good news in the sense that we're just so pleased to bring in that level of revenue. The bad news is that some of that revenue increase has come at the expense of brick-and-mortar stores during the pandemic. We've seen shifts where, obviously, people are ordering more online than ever before, in every type of goods possible. And part of the whole idea behind the Wayfair court case was to have equity between brick-and-mortar stores and between the marketplace, and now we're seeing that diminish with many people shifting their sales and purchasing arrangements.
Well, let's bring in Dale joining us from River Falls this morning. Hi, Dale.
Hi, sorry I'm jumping in a little bit late this morning. I'm not sure if you've touched on Foxconn, but I'd like to hear your thoughts on, I know that was expected to be a tremendous boost to our, financial situation, and where are we at with that, and are they holding true? Should we expect that that will have benefits for us?
Go ahead, Secretary.
Well, Foxconn so far, obviously has not been able to meet the projection that had been hoped. And they're still working through what their plans are for that plant. As you hear from Foxconn officials, and I serve on the board of WEDC, there's been ongoing negotiations between the state and Foxconn because, obviously for the second year in a row, they didn't receive any state subsidy whatsoever because they did not hit their job numbers. And so there's been some discussion about trying to renegotiate the contract. But I know what Foxconn has indicated is that because of the pandemic and shifts in the market, they really have not finalized exactly how they plan to utilize their plant in Mount Pleasant. So it's a big question mark at this point, although, Terry Gull, who is the primary owner of Foxconn Enterprises, has indicated they still plan to move forward in Wisconsin. So we hope that they do. We would like to see a win-win. And we'll see how that materializes here. But so far, they, according to them, because of the pandemic and the shifts in the marketplace, that's prevented them from moving forward with their initial plans.
We're discussing Wisconsin's financial position amid the pandemic with Revenue Secretary Peter Barca. So where should our state put taxpayer dollars? What are your priorities when spending is uber tight? What questions do you have about the budgeting process? 800-642-1234. Back in a minute with more State Cap and Secretary Peter Barca here on the Ideas Network. It's a State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer. Ken, thanks for being here. Let's get back to our conversation with Revenue Secretary Peter Barca. We're looking at our state's fiscal situation. A rise in taxes from internet sales has helped to improve revenue growth and will lower tax bills for the average state income taxpayer. And meanwhile, a list of agency budget requests for the next fiscal year will be coming in shortly in the coming weeks. What are you keeping an eye on with Wisconsin coffers? It's 800-642-1234. And Secretary Barca stays with us for 10 more minutes. Let's bring in Mark now, joining us from La Crosse with a question. Hi, Mark.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. See, with the pandemic, with reduced revenues, businesses have obviously had to lay off people. Hospitals have had to furlough large numbers of people to cut costs and make ends meet. But I'm wondering whether the state has furloughed anybody or has cut any costs. And I'm just kind of wondering if the secretary could elaborate as to what the state has done to try and make ends meet.
Secretary,
sure, there's a couple different things that the state has done so far. The state's under a hiring freeze now, so unless it's positions that can lead to an increase in revenue or are mission critical so computer systems don't crash, things of that sort, that's been one way. And then secondly, Governor Evers ordered a 5% lapse in revenues at the end of the year. So essentially what every state agency had to do at the end of this last fiscal year was to, in the last 2 months, figure out how you could cut 5% for what you would have spent during the entire year. And now there'll certainly be, there's a requirement that we also identify a lapse for this coming year. So, every agency, Department of Revenue is no exception, has had to look for things that, areas where we could trim back either through efficiencies or, cutting back on other funds that we may have spent money on. So we're, every agency has been challenged with doing that, just like private business has done.
Where have agencies found those cuts?
Well, each agency is different, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you kind of analyze your budget. You look at, for instance, maybe you had a new unit that was starting up with a new approach to something you had underway, and as opposed to starting that up. Maybe you delay that, for instance. That would be one way. Another way would be that you slow down, you know, hiring so that as people retire, as opposed to filling those positions,
attrition.
You know, through attrition, you don't fill those positions. You cut back on, you know, anything except for essential travel. Things of that sort are just some of the ways. Sometimes in technology, certainly it's important to keep your technology honored, but sometimes you just can't go ahead and purchase, you know, new laptops and things of that sort. So you look at every single arena to determine, you know, what each agency can do. And each agency has a different approach that they take, but those are some of the general approaches that we take. But especially at the end of the year, obviously it was pretty challenging because, you know, 5% doesn't sound like much, but when you only have, you know, a couple months to make that 5% cut through the whole year, it's a challenge. But we know everybody's going through it. And, you know, the governor's been very mindful of trying to keep our revenue in the black. And so we've done all we could do.
Secretary, I want to circle back and talk about our general fund. This is the biggest fund that lawmakers can use when putting together our state budget. It contains the general purpose revenue. As the agency requests come in and they cut, you know, they try to cut back where they can, will our general fund be able to handle agency requests, or is it going to be prone to a huge shock?
Well, obviously, you know, the governor has directed all agencies to you know, moderate anything they might request this year, because knowing that state revenues are going to be relatively flat, at least for the coming year, hopefully not for both years of the biennium, but it could be that way, depending on, you know, largely if the federal government comes in to help stabilize and stimulate the economy. We think that with the prudent steps the governor has taken, that we'll be able to navigate our way through. But so much depends on the macroeconomic picture and, you know, whether or not Congress comes through in a final analysis or not. And it's been pretty disturbing so far, just because when you see 8 million more people going to poverty, you know that that suppresses the economy. And you can see small businesses just desperately hurting, and we've done all we can do at the Department of Revenue to try and make it easier for small businesses during this difficult period. But you can see that storm clouds are ahead without some action on the part of Congress and the president.
We're talking with Peter Barca, Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Revenue. We're looking at our state's fiscal situation 7 months into the pandemic, taking your questions as well at 800-642-1234. I'm wondering, Secretary, you know, we had such a backlog on unemployment assistance. And when people can't pay their bills, they can't provide for their families, they're not going to be spending, and you're not going to see that tax revenue generated. So is that a concern to you when there has been such a backlog on unemployment claims and being able to get this assistance so you can keep the economy moving?
Well, no question. That's been a major concern. And of course, Wisconsin is not alone. Every state was faced with just the most unprecedented speed and depth of job losses. 20 years of gain, job gains are wiped out in a single month. I mean, we've never seen anything like that before. So obviously, there's been very strong steps taken. The governor brought in an interim secretary of DWD, and they've put in place new systems. They've required overtime on the part of employees to step up the efforts to try and process these claims. But it was the largest one-month drop in U.S. history of people in jobs, and nobody could have expected that. And the other problem they've had in that department is just having outmoded IT systems. And it's something that, you know, clearly the governor has taken much more aggressive actions now, trying to update those systems.
And, you know, you're of course not over the DWD as an agency, but you sit at the table with the other secretaries. When will the backlog be cleared?
I think they've made significant gains. I know that there certainly has been progress made I'm not clear with the week-to-week kind of progress, but I know that there has been some progress, some significant progress made. And I think things that the governor has instituted, such as required overtime and bringing in new systems, every agency, or virtually every agency, I should say, has sent people over to DWD to help with that processing. I know we've sent people over on a couple different occasions, and that's making a difference, too.
We have a listener who emailed with a question. They said, why is the money from the rainy day fund or from the general fund not going into preventing evictions? They say that the tenant resource called the Tenant Resource Center in Madison is out of funding to help people pay their rent who are unemployed due to the pandemic.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the challenges has been to try and get legislature back in the session in order to look at these kinds of ideas. We have used substantial amounts of the CARES Act, though, in order to help people with rent assistance. And I know that's made a substantial difference. But clearly, every single effort will be made when the legislature comes back to try to help people in these very difficult times.
All right. So as you look forward to the next quarter and where our different accounts will stand, what concerns you most? What keeps you up at night?
I would say just what keeps me up at night is just having the amount of economic activity to keep revenues coming in. As I've indicated, our revenue picture has dropped. And while for the overall fiscal year, we're about $98 million above our projections, each month, though, we've seen a substantial drop from being $150 million above collections in July to about $31 million below in September. So it's trying to get the president and Congress to move on a bill. It's taking substantial actions to help small businesses because we know it's going to be extremely difficult, especially for service-oriented businesses during this winter, to maintain their, operations.
Well, Secretary Barka, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it, Kate. Great to be with you.
Peter Barka, Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Revenue on the Ideas Network.